Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, out and about with the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more details on what to do in and around our county town. Terry, where have we found ourselves? In a coffee shop as such. I love it.
Yeah, we are. It's a bit of a sporty day today. We've been telling you all week on the breakfast show, there's lots of sports stuff going on today. The weather's taking its toll a little bit. The racing is off. As you may already have known. Well, I hope you do, because if you've probably been there and found that it's off. Now, we have made our way to the centre of town, to the Cooper's Associate County Ground, the home of Somerset County Cricket Club. And obviously, no cricket going on. The field looks nice. It's all covered in frost and all white and stuff.
It's a little bit cold outside for me, yeah. But we're nice and warm in the Stragglers Coffee House.
We are. We're in the Stragglers. And we've caught up with our old friend, Brian Lee. And you will know Brian. He's been on our show before. And his lovely wife, Mandy, is Mandy Curtins. And she also has been on the breakfast show with us. She actually is a presenter with us on the breakfast show. So it's really brilliant. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Brian, you are part of the sales team. So basically, you try and get stuff in, like events and everything else, into the cricket ground. Am I right on that one?
That's right. I work with my colleague, Sam McIntyre. We have a part of the commercial team. Our job is to get hospitality, Christmas parties, conferences, weddings and such like, just to increase the business on match days and non-match days here at the Cooper Associates County Ground.
And how's it been going? Because I think quite often you'll look in the paper and see there's an event on down here. It seems to be a fair few.
Yeah, we make profit year on year, and it then reinvests into the facilities. For example, the Somerset Pavilion we're sat in now opened in November 2015 and has got a wonderful Thatcher's Terrace, five private boxes, the wonderful 1875 Club, and the coffee shop here with lots of wonderful seating. So we invest in the facilities, but also making sure we've got the players for the future.
What I love about it is we are in, it's January, it's freezing cold, and we're almost packed in here today with people coming into the coffee. It's really good stuff.
It is. You know, word of mouth comes along, and people like the individual facility and the feel of an independent coffee shop.
Right. One question I wanted to ask is, a lot of building going on at the moment. The old scoreboard has been knocked down, and then the building alongside it, the old, whatever it was, the old brewery or something, wasn't it? What it used to be?
It used to be the plumbers.
That's it, the old plumbers. So what's going in there?
Well, basically, it's the long-term plan that the club has to expand. Obviously, with England, South Africa, 15,000 spectators coming here in June. What they've done quite right at the moment, they've taken the scoreboard down and the seating to develop that side. So they'll be putting a stand in for the start of the season. Then a much bigger one will be coming for the international match. But the long-term goal will be to get some more fixed seating there to increase capacity then for 2019 floodlights.
And are we going to have another scoreboard there? Presumably a slave scoreboard, a scoreboard very similar to the electronic one in the other corner of the ground?
Yeah, there's talk. Looking though, it may be on the side of the Colin Atkinson Pavilion, but that's all being taken care of by the chief executive.
Brilliant. Now, I know that you've got to disappear later on, but hopefully you're going to give us a little bit of a tour around in a minute. But you're off to do some refereeing. Brian's a football referee, so you're off to Bristol.
Off to Roman Glass against Charlton FC.
Right. Can't go without saying hello to Mans. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
We need you back in the studio. Enjoy your little studio stuff.
I like a little bit of banter. It's really good.
So what are you up to today then?
Well, the boys are off because Jordan, obviously, he's green Brian's lino today, so he's off as well. So they're both off, so I'm going to have a bit of time in town, maybe go to the gym, do something for myself.
Not yoga lattes again.
No, I did that yesterday.
Fine, thanks, man. That's Brian and Mandy Lee, our very good friends of Tone FM. And so we are looking around. We've got a load of people drinking coffee, and I'm afraid we're going to have to go out into the cold and start a little bit of a looking around the rest of the place.
Really? Into the cold? I could stay in the coffee shop and do everything remotely if you like, Terry.
Well, what we could do, I suppose, is speak to Brian and send Brian. If he was staying, we could send him out to rope people in and we could just sit here talking to people with coffee all day.
It sounds like a plan. Craig looks like he's set in for the day anyway.
Yeah, well, what a surprise. But this is the World Tour of Taunton on Taunton's 107.8 10 FM. Do stay with us all the way through until 2 o'clock. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is the World Tour of Taunton. And this is Jason, Craig and Terry. And we've moved around. We are at the Cooper's Associate County Ground, home of Somerset County Cricket Club. We've now moved to a different part, but we're still inside.
We are indeed. We're nice and warm, which is very good.
I don't think this is going to last.
No.
Now, earlier on, we spoke to our friend Brian. Brian's still with us. Hi, Brian. Now, we've moved. Where have we moved to now?
We are now up on the first floor in the 1875 Club. It's a private club for our match day guests for their enjoyment. They've got a package that includes cricket every single day, the Championship, the Royal London and the T20. And as you can see, it's a very classy environment up
there. So can you be a member, like a member of the 1875 Club for the whole of the season? So I can join the 1875 Club and then every single home game I can come up here?
You absolutely can. You've got great seating.
Cool, haven't you just?
And it is it's a first-class facility here at the County Ground, ideal for businesses that can do networking, also upgrade for some of our members that just thoroughly enjoy their cricket.
Absolutely brilliant, because I am a member down here, and I'm the Marcus Truscothic stand for the T20. I've got my seat there. So could I upgrade that and be a member of here?
You absolutely can, yeah. I mean, some of our members, they've got some great opportunities, whether it's an 1875, the long room membership, there are opportunities to suit all budgets.
Right. Now, this is also hireable. Is this place hireable?
Yeah, it most certainly is. We do Christmas parties in here, a group of 80-90 to have a Christmas party in here. We've got an event on here tonight. We've actually got three events on here at the County Ground.
Unfortunately, you've got a bit of a rubbish DJ tonight, though, haven't you?
We've got your very own...
Bit of a shame, really.
We've got your very own Darren from Tone FM performing here tonight. So. He's also got Drew over the other side as well, I believe.
What I love about this place, Brian, and I think this is where I think you've done really, really well here, is that you can cater for 80 people. You can cater for, I don't know, a couple of 400. So somebody comes along and says, I want a small, medium or large party. You can actually cater for anybody?
We can. I mean, myself and Sam McIntyre, we'll look at a bespoke package, and then we rely on our wonderful catering team, an in-house catering team that will offer the service and the value for money. And that's what we are renowned as, one of the best counties on this circuit.
So what's the best way to contact you? Is it best to go through the website? And because I know there are contact email addresses, aren't there, on the website?
Yeah, go through our County Ground website, County Ground Taunton, and that has all the details on there.
And please do, because I can tell you, this is fun. And the view, I've been to the Ian Botham stand and other stands in the Ondaatje, but you can't get a better view than this, can you?
It's fabulous. I mean, I'm going to get you guys to wrap up warm because we're just about to pop up to the Thatcher's Terrace and the Media Centre.
Where
the view does get better.
Right. So we've just been told we're going to get cold. We knew we would.
Yeah, what, times are coming.
What about that view then, our Craig? That's a bit good, isn't it?
Yeah, I do love the view.
With your photography hat on, you could have some
stunning.
Some good,
I would need a very wide-angle lens. I just wanted to ask, actually, this is the 1875 Club.
Yeah.
What was so significant in 1875? Do you know?
Well, we need Brian to probably tell us that, because there is a reason, I think.
Yeah, it was the year the Somerset County Cricket Club was founded.
There you are. I knew that, actually, but I thought I'd let Brian tell you.
Brilliant.
Right, this is the World Tour of Taunton, and brilliantly just, we are at the Viridor County, the County Ground, Somerset County Ground, and we are supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitors Centre. Follow them online, search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, of course the World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
And we've done just that, and here we are. This is Craig and Jason and Terry at the Cooper's Associate County Ground for the World Tour of Taunton. And now, so far, boys, we've been lucky. We've had a good look into the Stragglers Bar. We've had a look into the 1875 Club, and now we are freezing.
We're out in the cold.
We keep building in terms of height.
We do.
To see, as the mist is clearing over the hills, you know, a fantastic view of the Quantock Hills from here.
I tell you what, we're going up one more in a minute, and that'll be even better. But we are on what's known as the Thatcher's Terrace here at the County Ground. Brian's still with us, and he is our guide today. Now, this one's a bit special, I think, Brian, because there's nothing here at the moment. It's all wide open. But again, what a fantastic view. So on a T20 day, how would this be looking?
On a T20 day, you can imagine the sun shining, We've got the deck chairs there. We've got the soft seating. And then we'd get the barbecue out. We'd put the bar up here. And we will actually have... people can have exclusive use of this for any of our fixtures for the forthcoming year. New to 2017, hot off the press, we're starting a gin club.
Really?
This is going to be on some selective dates. So please keep an eye on our website. And it's a gin club for $12.95. Come along, watch some cricket, and enjoy a speciality gin and tonic.
I think what's important too to say, and we were just talking about it off air, is that the T20 setup is slightly different this year in that, if I'm right, we've got a Friday evening, a Wednesday evening, and then the rest are three Sundays and one Saturday?
Yeah, that's right.
So whereas people might think about, well, we're going to go of an evening, you really need to look at planning if you're going to come because it's during the weekend. But the advantage of coming during the weekend is going to be really good.
It is fabulous. You know, you've got the evenings for the two evenings. Obviously, the Women's World Cup has had a slight impact on us, the England-South Africa. However, the opportunity to come over weekend, come along. You can organise a private suite starting at £55 per
That's
person.
Just ridiculous.
A private suite.
You wouldn't get that in time.
Of a weekend. And the opportunities are there, you know, to get families to come. There are just some superb opportunities this year.
And what a fact. I mean, here we are. Thanks, Brian. Brian's going to stay with us because he's going to take us around elsewhere in a minute and before he disappears to get his red and yellow cards out in Bristol. But looking around, Jace, I mean, the vista is fantastic. I mean, if you start from the left-hand side, we've got all the flats that are behind by the brew house. So you've got all the people that look there, and then the Somerset stand. And then you move across past Marcus Truscothic, Sri and Botham, and the new Atkinson stand. And then the bit that's built. I mean, it's just, if you look at it, it's a bit, it's difficult to say it's random, but it's not uniform, but doesn't it look special?
Yeah, and that's part of it, isn't it? It's unique stands that have been developed over the years, so it gives the ground a real character. If it was all the same, it would kind of look like the NEC inside. It wouldn't look sensible, but there's individual buildings painting a lovely picture. And if you don't like cricket, because I'm not the greatest cricket fan, I'm sorry to say, but I could just stay here and just watch the view and the hills rolling by. It's just
absolutely
wonderful.
Absolutely. And to be honest, if you did come down, especially on a T20, where it's basically crash bang wallop, it wouldn't take you long to get into what's going on, and the atmosphere is here, and the excitement is here. I mean, I'm a cricket fan, so I'm going to say that anyway, aren't I? But we must pay tribute to Guy Lavender and the rest of the guys here, because they have put in some hard work, they've put in some investment, and we've been rewarded. This year we have an international T20 and we also have the Women's World Cup, so a reward for hard work.
And how difficult is it to manage such a big venue in the heart of a town?
Very.
You know, yeah. You wouldn't believe it, we are in the centre of Taunton, just a few metres away from us is a bustling high street and all the shopping, and we are in peace and tranquility, looking over a lovely green, you know, surface in the middle of Taunton. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Right, do stay with us until 2 o'clock. This is the World Tour of Taunton with Jason, Craig and Terry. And we have descended upon the Cooper's Associate County Ground, home of Somerset County Cricket Club. And so, as I say, stay with us till 2 o'clock. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is the World Tour of Taunton, sponsored by, is it sponsored by or supported
yes,
by? Sponsored and supported by our good friends at the Taunton Visitor Centre, who are immediately below us in the Market House. You can catch them online. You can drop in and say hello to them. You can give them anything you want to give them, and they'll put it out. The award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre.
That was really
good. I hope Andrew will like that one.
I thought
that one quite well. Right, now we've moved again. We're still inside. We're having a look around now. This is the Media Centre. Now, the Media Centre is sort of split into three. So you've got, we're by the radio box, which is where BBC Somerset and BBC Bristol go in. And we've already noticed a flaw, which is that there's actually a big wall to the right, which means you've got to lean forward to be able to see all the pitch. But it's really good. And moving along to the next one, and the next one is marked up scorers. So that's where all the scorers go. So Polly, hi Polly. Polly and her team will be doing all the scoring in there. And then, go on.
When you say scoring...
Right. There will be a team of scorers.
Right, okay.
So when you physically... When you're playing the game,
yeah,
someone will be scoring. So there'll be the two batsmen. How many runs did the batsman make? The bowler. How many balls did they bowl? What et cetera, et cetera. Okay?
Right. Okay.
So somebody will officially score it. So there's a scorebook, and that scorebook, so they'll be sat there with their different coloured pens because it's an art form. You have to train for it.
Right.
Really, okay. It is an art form, and guys have got different. So if it's a no ball, it'll be one colour pen. If it's a four, it'll be another colour pen. And that you see a good scorer and a good scorebook, and it's absolutely fantastic, and it tells the story.
I would lose count. But so all I wouldn't be any good.
But to put it into perspective, Mike, all the first class games and the international games are all then online. They all go to Wisden. Wisden have all of those. So you could go back to, I don't know, a test match in 1875, and somewhere online will be the score. Wow. Score setup for that. So it's really good. And Polly is the home scorer. My old friend Jerry Stickley, because I used to umpire, and I knew Jerry quite well. He does the away fixtures, but Polly is the one that does the home fixtures. We move on a little bit further, and this is the press box. Now, the press box does have the advantage of windows on both sides, but unfortunately, they just look into the next box. But you can see all the way around. And this is where the newspaper, like the Gazette and Western Daily Press and other people, and of course, with the international matches, it'll be the national press that'll be here as well.
Do you know I, what the surprising part is? We're really high.
Yeah.
You know, how do they see what's going on? Because the cricket is, it will be, you know, is that television? Is that how you see?
Well, you've got, I mean, it's a step, isn't it? I mean, it's difficult on radio, but, you know, you've got a top tier, middle tier and a bottom tier. So you imagine if you were sat there, all these chairs would be down, clearly. Yeah. If you were sat there, you'd have a fairly good idea what's going on. And, of course, the action, if you like, will be right in the middle. That's the square, that bit right in the middle. So that's where it's all happening. What you will want to see is when the ball's hit and it's off to the boundary, whether it gets to the four or whatever it does. But the umpires will keep you posted as to what's going on and anything that's going on anyway. So.
And from here, you must be able to see the whole atmosphere around the ground. You can see the reaction of the crowd, you know, and it's wonderful.
Absolutely. I can tell you the atmosphere here on a match day is really, really good. If you think, especially on the T20, because, of course, there are some wonderful competitions that are played on T20. The number one competition, usually in the Somerset Stand, is how many plastic beer cups can I get one on top of the other before they fall over?
Right.
That's a really good competition. They play that quite well. And then there are a number of sing-songs. And, of course, in the last two or three years, people have come dressed up, fancy dress. And that's something that's permeating throughout cricket, throughout the country, in the T20. So they're turning it into, rather than just the championship game where, you know, very stalwart, sit down and have a clap every now and then if somebody does something nice, because it's much more sedate and it's cricket, don't you know? T20 is more a family atmosphere, it's more fun, it's quicker, it's more action, and people are turning it into a real good family day out.
So when we went and saw football, and, you know, there was kind of the shouting when somebody was, you know, scored a goal, the same atmosphere on the T20?
Oh, absolutely, only for longer, because it goes, well, I say for longer, T20 matches, each innings is about an hour and a quarter, and then you'll have a break and then another hour and a quarter. So they can start round about six-ish and finish at nine of an evening, which is brilliant because you can come along after you finish work and then you can go and have a bite to eat or something afterwards. So somebody hits a four or somebody is out or somebody does a good bit of fielding or whatever it might be within the game, people will shout.
You wouldn't sleep through it then?
No, you would. Well, you might, but no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't sleep through it. No, it's really good fun. And of course, there is just different varieties. So the county championship match, then there's the shorter version, the 50 over, and then the T20 are all different. All different things are doing.
Excellent.
Have I managed to get you two into cricket yet?
Well, I think we need to come down when you're here, Terry, so you could tell us what's going on.
Well,
so.
we will do that. We'll have a Tone FM sort of day out.
Yeah, that sounds a good idea.
Different ones and come down and see it stuff. But enough of our drivelling on here. This is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry Craig and Jason, and we're at the Cooper's Associate County Ground, home of Somerset County Cricket Club. And do stay with us until 2 o'clock, supported as always by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason, Terry and Craig at the County Ground. Of course, World Tour Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Jump online, search Visit Taunton for all the information.
Brilliant stuff. Right, now, we have transferred yet again, and we've moved from the main, the big stand, the new one, and we've now over into the Andy Carrick Pavilion. And the Andy Carrick Pavilion, I suppose, has been here 5 or 6 years now, and when it was built, all the players who used to have all their dressing rooms in the Atkinson Pavilion all moved across here. So we are actually in the players' dressing room.
We are. not quite what I imagined.
Well, as I did say to you before coming in, at the fear of being told off, that it may not be as, shall we say, what's the best way of it? It's a bit of a tip.
It is. But what is interesting, and I'm not sure if there's any scientific stuff behind this, but there's some that are really tired because they have like a little kind of box where they hang all their stuff and a little seat where they sit down.
Yep.
And there's a couple that are really tidy.
Yes.
There's a couple that are a bit of a mess.
Yes. And that, I think, is indicative of the players themselves. Yeah. I'm sure that's right.
Look at that one. I think it's Josh Davey.
Well, let's go and have a wander and see who that is, because it's everything in its place and a place for everything. It was Mark Turner in 2009 to 2010, but it's Josh Davey now.
Now, he's a tidy man.
He's a tidy man. He really is. But you can look at some of the older ones and see. Let's have a look at Marcus. Marcus has got a little bit of a few bits and pieces lying around there. But to be perfectly honest, I mean, I've played cricket virtually all my life, and players' dressing rooms are never five-star hotel suites for obvious reasons. But it's clean, and it's just nice to see. There's a dartboard in here. There's obviously teas and coffees and all sorts of stuff. And quite a wonderfully nice balcony out here as well.
There is. Craig is playing darts, which I'm slightly concerned of at the moment.
Is he not a dart player,
no,
then?
No.
Is he not?
No.
Well, I think he's managing to hit the board. We've still got Brian with us, and he's going to throw as well. So, on the hockey. 20. Not going to do the thing.
I can understand if you're playing cricket and you're not out on in the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Then are you watching the cricket, or do you want to set yourself away, have a game of darts, go into the gym?
Do you know, that is a fantastic question, RJace. And it very much depends on what you're doing. So again, having to speak cricket parlance, if you're on the batting side and obviously you're. So the opposition are out in the field and your two batsmen are out there. If you've already been out, for example, or you've been batting and you're out, you might be relaxing because you're probably not going to do anything for a while.
Yeah.
But if you're a batsman waiting to go in, some of them have rituals. Some of them will be just sitting down with their music, getting into the zone. Some of them might be watching. It very much depends. And then again, the match. I mean, if the match starts to get tight towards the end, they'll all be coming out and cheering. It's no different than any really highly professional sports people. It's like footballers and rugby players. They all have their own way of dealing with the pressure of whatever they're doing.
I can see the logic, because if the game isn't going so well, maybe you want to retreat into your own little bubble to take your mind away from the game.
Yeah.
And that way you can get into the zone and get ready. If you're watching a game, it's going really badly. Perhaps your performance is going to be, you know, bad. So I can understand coming in here, you know, zoning out, having a game of darts even.
Absolutely. And the coaching staff, they will be here. They I don't know whether they still do it. They used to do a lot of videoing, because of course from the coaching staff's point of view, if one of the players say is out making a daft shot or whatever, there's a feedback. And most players, in all honesty, if they've done something silly, they know they've done it, and it happens, it's human. You know, oh my goodness, why did I play that shot, or whatever it might be. But it's very much, I mean, they are really well together, the cricket teams, but they do, each one has his own individual way of dealing with stuff.
And being here, you're surrounded by the crowd as well. So
yeah, absolutely.
You could probably be sat in here with your headphones on and immediately know what's happened out there, just listening to the crowd's reaction.
Yeah, and as I say, the atmosphere is fantastic. You can see all the way around the ground and you can see what's happening out there. Right. Okay, we need to move on and find out what else is going on in and around. So this is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Craig and Jason at the Coopers Associate County Ground. And this is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a World Tour of Taunton, supported, of course, by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town. And they're just below us when we're up in the studios, aren't they, Craig?
Yeah, they are. Do you know what? It's been fantastic. Lots of things going on around the county town. One of the things we've been doing today is taking the tour of the county cricket ground.
We have, and we've talked about the buildings and the wonderful atmosphere, and you and Terry are going to talk about fixtures, because I've been told there's some great games coming to Taunton that are going to internationally put us on the map.
Yeah, absolutely spot on. Yeah, 2017 is going to be a fantastic year, not just for the cricket club, but Taunton as a whole, because we are going to be home to some of the best international games this year. So, Terry, what games are going to be happening here?
Yeah, for the first time, the Cooper's Associate County Ground are going to be hosting a T20 International, and that's England against South Africa, and it's on Friday, June the 23rd, starting at 5 o'clock. That's the good news. The bad news is there are no tickets available at the moment. There was some of the County Ground members, like myself, because I've got mine, were given the opportunity to buy, and then there was a ballot for the rest of them, because obviously lots of people will want to see it. The other good news, of course, it's going to be televised on a television company that we can't mention, but just look upwards.
I love it. Good clue.
Yeah, right. Now, between the 26th of June and the 23rd of July, the Women's World Cup is going to be held in the UK, and Somerset is one of five venues that's going to be used for the group matches. We don't have the fixtures yet because they haven't sorted them out, but if you keep an eye on, well, we'll certainly tell you when they come up, and they'll be really, really good. I'm hoping there'll be plenty of tickets available for that, but I think women's cricket is building quite dramatically, and it is good to watch. I watched one of the games last year, and Taunton has traditionally been the centre of the women's game. We've done a lot of work with the internationals, so that is the International World Cup, Women's World Cup, and that's the end of June.
Do you know what, Terry? Thanks very much for that. I think it would be fantastic to bring some of the atmosphere from the ground for those that have been unable to get the tickets and actually try to maybe introduce it into the town centre, letting people know what's going on, how the game is progressing. I think that would be amazing.
It would be. Of course, you can find out all the details of all the matches at somersetcountycc.co.uk. So somersetcountycc.co.uk.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Visitor Centre. Follow them online, search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, Visit Taunton, it's all changed at the Visitor Centre, a new way of searching for stuff.
It puts us on a new platform with a wider audience, so what more could you ask for?
Now, we've been at the cricket ground and we've had some fantastic stuff. Terry has been in his element.
He has. Being a sport fanatic, you love it, don't you, Terry?
I do, and cricket, I have to be honest, cricket and rugby are my top two. If you made me choose between them, it would be difficult. It probably would be cricket, to be honest. I just love the game. It's in all its different forms. It takes a while to play the game, but once you get involved in it, it gets in your blood, I'm afraid. And we've got a fantastic team down here. We've got fantastic facilities. You know, we are in the Premier League of cricket, no question about that.
I think it's fantastic, and I believe the ground is just growing from strength to strength, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to take your hat off to the chief exec, Guy Lavender, and his team down here, because we've had a vision to get international cricket here at Taunton for many, many years, and we've now achieved that object. We've got an international T20 in July, and also we've got the Women's World Cup coming here this year, and that's absolutely superb. And we're going to be building on that for 2019, because the World Cup for the men is coming here in 2019, and we are going to be a venue for it then. So cricket in Taunton, cricket in Somerset, here for Somerset, is on the up and up.
It just bang, Somerset's on the map. People will be talking about it, they'll know what it is and everything. Jason, having this tour with Terry and Brian and myself has been educational, because you've been a cricket novice, haven't you? So
and so have you been. Have you learned any interesting facts today?
Yes, I've learned something about percentages and armbands.
Yeah, basically we were talking earlier on about spin bowling and the fact that certain bowlers, Mutoma Muralitharan was one, they bend their arm, and there's a degree, or there is a percentage, which Craig's going to tell me what that is now. What is the percentage?
So if you do bend your arm more than 15%, then technically it can be classified as more of a throw than a bowl.
Yep.
So,
brilliant. We've got that through to you at the moment. Got that. Now, what brought on that conversation is because Somerset's Jack Leach had a few problems earlier on, but that is all sorted now. And the real, real good news is that Jack is now, or will be soon, on his way to Sri Lanka to join up with the England A team. And that's fantastic news for the county.
I think it's brilliant, you know, to go travel, see a bit of the world as well. Fantastic. Jason, are you any good at cricket?
Absolutely not. I would be classed as the person that would throw the ball at somebody and also duck when it comes to me.
Okay, you're not very good at catching.
12th man, bring on the drinks. You're the drinks boy.
I'd be perfect at that. I would run if that cricket ball was coming my direction, that's for sure. And there's more great music on Tone FM throughout the rest of the day, so stay tuned. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.